A Colorado ballot measure aiming to prohibit the hunting of certain wild cats has been defeated, drawing praise from a wildlife conservation group. Proposition 127, which sought to ban the hunting of bobcats, lynx, and mountain lions in the state, was put to voters this November after receiving enough petition signatures to qualify for the ballot. Opponents of the measure argued its language was overly broad. They said it would essentially constitute a ban on all forms of hunting in the state. They also claim enacting legislation could cost the state millions. Critics said there are already existing Colorado laws that already cover much of what the proposition sought to accomplish. Supporters of this proposed wildcat hunting ban, however, viewed it as a necessary safeguard for protecting Colorado's native wildlife. Researchers from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission found no evidence of declining populations of bobcats or mountain lions under current regulated hunting practices. Additionally, while lynx remain an endangered species, Colorado's reintroduction efforts have successfully established a healthy population in the state. The Colorado Wildlife Conservation Project, CWCP, which opposed Proposition 127, hailed its rejection by voters. The organization claims the measure's passing would have upturned the state's 125-year commitment to science-based wildlife management. They said the state's refusal to adopt it exemplifies the shared recognition of the need for curtailing wildlife decisions made in a vacuum at the ballot box. The electoral outcome demonstrates the public's commitment to ensuring that wildlife management decisions continue to be developed and administered by wildlife professionals at Colorado Parks and Wildlife, said Gaspar Perricone, chair of CWCP. We are pleased to see that the standards of evaluation that contribute to a holistic approach to wildlife management and ecosystem health will remain in place for the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, advocates for Proposition 127 have noted they aren't giving up despite the electoral outcome. Proponents of the measure are now reportedly engaging with Colorado's Parks and Wildlife Commission. They hope to explore alternative pathways to implement aspects of the legislation. The CWCP expressed concerns about these efforts. The group is urging the state government agency to respect the voters' decision.